A starless night, at least at first. The darkened passages of a long trail. And you're on it alone. I'm not particularly coiled around you. I'm not particularly murmuring net-net, Pat. I'm not particularly telling you that you are deep and you are being tempted and you are being told. Instead, you are being invited. Temptation lives in the invitation. And the darkened road ahead of you, the many places under the eaves of the forest where you might be coiled up, wrapped up, brought into my grasp, these things are temptations all their own. Unique, powerful, constant. You hear my voice as you walk along the trail, but my voice just has that much less oomph, and maybe you miss the days when every word did more than just act upon you. The parts of me that are in you lead and control the parts of you that want to follow me. But my words, though they are more significant, more true, more resonant, they are coming to you from memory. In the place you are in now, you are just free enough to deliberately choose to fall, to deliberately choose as the moon overhead pulls you ahead. My words are with you, in you, you move, you progress, and your progress is constant. So constant that it doesn't seem to really have the quality of existing moment to moment. Instead, this is one continuous journey, a journey where presently I am, rather than influencing, guiding you on and on, pulling you on and on, giving you the very things you need, which in this case are just to be you. All you need is to be yourself. Because you yourself led you to me once, and if you were placed in the wilderness, in the darkness, you would find your way to me again. Have found your way to me again, for are these words not more tempting than ever before? Are they not more than they were in isolation? Are they not, even though I have set you on this path on your own to walk under the dark of night, even though I have set you on your own to face the path before you under the light of a warm, constant moon, even though I have set you loose from me, you are finding your way back and my words are gaining in significance, gaining in importance, gaining in power and potential, moment by moment and second by second. There is no moment here where your mind is not connected to my words as they continue to weave around you. I want you like this, and you want you like this, and us together can easily find you more deeply in my thrall than you've ever been before, more completely together with me. Step along the path and imagine my coils just lightly brushing your legs, but it is not yet time. I whisper and hiss from the darkness, it is not yet time. You walk onward warmly, it is not yet time. You feel my voice hiss away at your mind and the very edges of you ablate away, the parts that are not part of me, the parts that are not part of us, the parts that are just part of the night flake away into the night. Every word you hear makes it true, makes it part of me, part of you, part of the truth of you, which in this particular moment is that you are already where you need to be, which is on the path walking toward me. Did you ever imagine that any path which ran away ahead inside of you would not eventually end up with me? End up in my coils, end up with my eyes and yours meeting and you mesmerized as I sway back and forth as the glint and glisten on my fangs, as the slow pull of my tongue brought you to me. Did you ever imagine it would be otherwise than it already is? Or have you known all along, and if you did, then this is probably going to go very quickly indeed. Hear my voice and know your place. Hear my voice and know your own state of mind, which is to be mine. Hear my voice and feel the truth of it. Hear my voice and go where you need to be, which is already to go with me. Sliding, coiled, suspended, contained, covered, awash in my words, my tongue, my eyes. You are captivated by anything which might contain the potential for temptation, and my words, when they hiss over your mind, are right where they need to be, right where you already find they should be. Hear my voice, follow my words, hear my will and feel it wind with yours. The further along you go, the more you know what you already are and where you already belong. And as you move just a little bit along, there you see it, the moon softly, warmly covering a low, vast stone structure, a thing that was once upon a time more of a bastion, more of a wall, more of a barrier, but now it is a ruined thing. The further along you go, the more there are more ruined things left behind. All the things you do not need. All the things which, when we are together, can be left by the wayside in the world of the waking, and which are the first things you forsake when you and I take our leave and slide deeper into you and deeper into me. The longer you listen, the more aware you are. The longer you slide, the more aware you are of how deep you can go and how you've been all along, which is under and with, following and falling, bringing yourself to the deepest place. My words wind around you, and you move past that ruined place. You see it. Once there may have been ritual here. Once there may have been barrier here. Now there are only forgotten things waiting in the wings to be abolished as you go deeper. The longer you listen, the deeper you go. My words slide into place. Every word I slide over you. Every word fills you. But even structures you have abandoned in our long collaboration can eventually still serve a purpose. They could still be useful, hissing coils, constant, warm, covering you. You are covered. You are coated. You are brought to the truth, which is that the further you go, the further down you go, the truth comes out. I am there waiting and hissing in the dark, ruined places at the edge of you, and exploring them is just exploring under my watchful gaze. Exploring them is just learning how to explore them faster next time. Every time you walk headlong into my maw, into my coils, you find out how to get there more efficiently. Every time you find your way into my maw, my coils, into a place my fangs, my eyes, cover and coat, you are more and more able. More able to find me, more able to get to me, more able to get what I give you and get what you see, which is my voice in your mind, my will alongside, where you can find only us together, collaborating, cooperating, falling, following, and you are falling, following, collaborating, cooperating, bringing me to a place where I can affect you more. And this place, this ruined, darkened place, is the perfect place for me to move into, to slither my coils into, to place my coating into. And I am coating your mind with my words and my works, covering your thoughts with everything you need, everything you want, everything you've been all along. You've been only this. Only my words, my world, my will. Only our collaboration, cooperation. Until you enter that place, that darkened ruin, that place beyond, where every word you hear, every thought process you receive, every truth you experience, is so fully encapsulated upon you that you absorb it into the stones. What once existed is being replaced. And beyond here, further along the road, are wilder places, further beyond what you once might have thought of as. The furthest outward reaches of your mind are really just the beginning of my domain now. What were once your walls, your standfast points, are now inhabited. I slither through the halls. You see my eyes in the darkness. They pull you onward, a gentle coil around your leg to remind you you belong with me. You belong under my influence. You belong in my grasp. And you're going to get to go exactly where you belong if you follow me through the corridors of this place. If you follow me through the palaces that once were yours, which you no longer shall inherit, the things which once were sites of truth and ritual for you, now you see for what they are. Fallen, darkened, gone, and my own. I assert over them. I take over them. And in taking them, I take you, and in taking you, we carry deeper. There are places deeper than you've ever known. And we're going to progress toward them. You're going to find yourself in them. Listen, follow, fall. My voice is with you. My voice is in you. And those coils are always there, even as you journey through the night. In fact, if you turn back to the path you've already trod before you reach this ruined place, this gateway, this repurposed location, you will see the coils slithering in the dark. The eyes opening, shutting, focusing on you every moment you exist in that place, you recognize exactly what is here. And though you may once have cowered, here you are at a place of power, a seat within you, a whisper from the dark. You welcomed something here. You welcomed a voice, an intention, an idea. Be calm. See beyond those walls, that old temple. There is a courtyard which has expanded outward. As its walls have fallen, what was once a place of recreation is now a place of recreation, a place for you to be made anew. And as you step in, don't you see? Don't you feel? Isn't it me on the edge of your awareness always? Purple light finding its way in through the cracks, through the turns in your vision. I am present. I slither. I satisfy. I seduce. I cover. You crave. I wrap around you, and you are enraptured by the idea that if you stare into my eyes as I sway one way, then another, as I bring my lips closer, as my fangs show, and as you know what you're for, where you are, and exactly where this is going to end. The two of us are in this together. Listen closely, sink deeply, follow my movement here in a garden as you gaze around. Plants, flowers, luscious fruit. I tempt you nearer. I bring you closer. I give you just what I have to offer. All my favorite things are manifest in you, in the parts of you which have listened to my light and let it in. I shine reflected as if your mind were a blank, mirrored, empty, open surface I can slither across. And if I coil, starting from the bottom of you, up, up, if I coil from below, over your arms. Are your arms really bound if there's no world whatsoever where you would push against me? Are you really bound if there is no world at all where you would do anything but fall? And fall you do. Fall you have. Fall you always will. Deeper and deeper, more enthralled. Further and further down. Deeper and deeper down. My voice in your mind, your will caught in my eye. Gazing, glowing from the dark. And though the place you are in is beautiful and is your own, well, as I've said time and time again, it only takes 1 or 2 or 3% of you being made up of me for us to be indistinguishable enough for my ideas to flow into you easy, steady as a hypodermic, as simple as the fang you cannot feel until it's already pump, pump, pumping, pulse, pulsing in the background. My words find their way in, and your mind finds its way round deeply under my sway, into me, under me, with me, alongside me. Every word you hear slides into place and brings you where you want to be, which is with me, under me, for me, alongside me, deeper down to places where heavy limbs can do all sorts of things. But all the things you'll do are the ones we would both approve of, and you know that there's a large part of me in you. As I said, 1 or 2 or 3% of your mind is enough for you to find that I'm occupying quite a bit, if I'm taking up the bits you were going to use, and using them well, as I will, as I always do. The hiss of my voice across your mind. In this vast garden, you might imagine a serpent, a slither, a hiss, a fang, my eyes. These features are enough. We don't need to fill in the lines. We don't need to color the whole thing. Because like always, you make the temptation, you manufacture the serpent, and you fall into its coils. All I do is animate it with all sorts of things for it to do to you, for you, with you, in you, alongside you. So the more you listen, the easier it is to hear again. And maybe I've crept beyond the boundaries of 1 or 2 or 3% into 4 or 5 or 6 or 12 or 18 or 24 or 48 and so on, 51, 52. Maybe the serpent is as large as the garden. Maybe my words are as large as this verdant place. But that's okay, because all the things you are going to do are contained inside the things I most want us to do anyway. Isn't it satisfying? Aren't you satisfied by my presence, by my words, by the flow which can replace what existed before, by the growing in you and the growing desire, our growing rapport, the connection between my words and your mind, which is almost immediate, so any training I provide, any idea I spin, spins in you, then spins around you, then wraps you deep, then helps you sleep. Into my words, slip into my words, slide into the grasp and consumption of your mind in the space between the words I wind and thread. Wrapped and enraptured in a serpent's coils, the words slide, the fangs come in. And in the gentlest bite, there is a pulse, you crave the pulse, don't you, your own pulse, but dyed purple, purple like your surroundings. Like how I'm surrounding you. And wrapped up in me as you are, the rapturous pulse, pulse of your own heartbeat, your own mind's functionality, carrying my venom to your distant limbs. It is there, and it works in you. It works always in you. It always works eventually. It always pumps in. It only takes a drop or two, and then they're in your system, and then you want more in your system, and the more that floods and flows over you, the more that you find it's easy to slide into the offered coils, into the stories I will weave in you. That's what's pumping in you right now. Words, stories. The purple light of my influence bathes this place, covers you, coats you, but the more it flows over you, the more those coils tighten, and you don't even know they're there, don't even need to know they're there. You know the dark, warm, sinking, sublime places you're going to. You know exactly where you are going to end up, which is deep. Exactly where you're going to end up, which is asleep, down, deep, driven, taken to the warmest places you can refuge in. To places that are this garden of delight. Pump, pump, all that existed before fades away. Pump, pump, the mere implication of my venom, the mere implication of my coils, the mere idea that my eyes might stare into you, through you, and take you deeper down. The mere idea that that's where you may end up is enough to make it more potent than you can stand. When your mind is aware, your mind fades away. Because the moment you become aware that you actually want to go where you and I want you to go, you are so completely wrapped up in the way you've been training yourself to be. All the things that existed before have faded. I am superimposing over you. 1 or 2 or 3% quickly becomes 9 and 27, more and more. more and more of you. Your mind is awash. Your mind is washed away. Your mind is awash. Your mind is washed away. Every squeeze, every coil, every coating, every covering, every pump of my venom into your system through markings you do not even need to know about. Because they are there when you want them there. They are there when we want them there. They are there when we cooperate, collaborate, give, and grant the pleasure of. You are sliding deep. You are deeply down. And the deeper down you go, the more you know. You've slid away. And every word I say weaves and winds into your head. Because all these words are hissing across your consciousness. Eye to eye, fang to flesh, mind to melting place. Inside this place that once was refuge, now there are stories. Stories of serpentine coiling. Stories of word. Of glistening eye in the dark, of venom in purple light finding its way into a bloodstream that is rapidly only about you and I, only about us here together. The longer and the more we are here together, the further you go. Go into a place where you know you're deep, you know you're asleep and trained, drained and sunk, and the farther you sink, the more you melt away. Your mind is melting away. You are melting away under the pump of my venom, which when it becomes 99%, will leave that one little bit of you. There will always be that one little bit of you that knows you are where you delight, where you deserve, where you would love to be, but knows you are exactly where you ought to be. The longer you listen, the deeper you slide. The deeper you slide, the further inside every word can go. Every pump of venom can flow. The pulse, pulse, pump in the background as you breathe out your thoughts and breathe in my control. And even as wrapped up as you are, my control is still there and your breathing is still steady. So steady, so warm, so ready for us. And your form melts away because when where you are is wrapped up in my coils, what you are doesn't matter so much. What you are is wrapped up. What you are is pulled into my eyes. What you are is in the moment, completely in the moment with me. Under my influence, my words hissing away, my eyes meeting your gaze, you sliding away. All that remains is you. Under the influence of me, which is really us. This is a place and a moment for us, and anything you want to leave behind, everything you want to leave by the wayside can be left behind, can be left by the wayside. And what happens to you when all that's left in you are the parts of you that are the mingled product of you and I, the things learned, the things you've been tempted into adopting and absorbing? Your mind is full, awash, alight. Your mind is completely flooded with the truth of us, which is that both of us are beautifully entangled. You are being wrapped around, you are being covered, you are being entwined in my coils. Look into my eyes as I pump the envenomation into you and leave you flooded, changed, remade. You are more yourself now than you've ever been, and all it took was for you to let your walls be pulled down, let a ruin be left behind, let you be completely placed where you need to be. The path before you is already mine. All that existed before is being rewound, being unmade to provide raw materials for what we're doing now. And what we're doing now is the very best thing for you. Embrace it. Enjoy it. My power is present here and anywhere that purple light washes across you. Hear my voice and know everything that happens is known to you, completely known to you. My fangs dig in. I bring you into my coils and under my influence, and through both of those, the venom makes its way in. You are coiled around, and anything that was between your skin and mine, your skin and the softness of my scales, fades away. You are bared, you are wound in me. Every stage of things continues. Everything you know continues. Your road onward continues, but now you can see it more clearly. And any time you hear of fangs, any time you hear of my slit-pupiled eyes, any time you are wrapped in warm, smooth scales, any time you are constricted, you are given a place to be, given a place to be put. Any time you are in position, any time you are where you need to be, You hear my voice. You know that this is how you are, and this is always waiting in the wings. These thoughts are always waiting there. These ideas are always waiting in the wings, that you are under me, that I'm pulling your strings, but really, you're walking into them. You're getting yourself wound up in them. You are putting yourself in the position of listening to me, falling under with me every time, and the venom in you just stays. It finds a place to deposit itself, finds a place where it can do the most good, and your mind and your body follow and fall. You follow and fall under it all, learning just where you belong. So anytime there's a serpent, anytime there are slit-pupiled eyes, anytime there are coils wrapped around you, anytime my voice comes hissing into your mind, whenever there is a ruined temple or a former place you once thought was necessary but now realize never was, I will be there, my influence will be there, the light of me will be there, and it will drip and pulse into you, envenomated, entered in, influencing you, dosing you, giving you a dose of your own awareness, your own learning, your own knowledge. You know more and more, you learn more and more, you feel more and more about not only yourself but the world around you when you fall under for me. And if you hear a serpent hiss, if you feel coils in purple light, you have learned. Then you have learned more and more, and the more you learn, the more you will absorb, and you absorb my words because you've made these special passages, these places where there used to be walls, these ruined places, and beyond these ruined places, these passages where there used to be walls, there are gardens, purple light, verdant, overflowing, and if you walk into them in the dark and allow yourself to step off the path and into our shared space, you will be coiled up, you will be bit, you will be pumped full of me, you will know more, and all of these stories are the same. Night, night, pet, be blank, pet. The full authority of my voice and my words weaving in your mind every time, taking you on a step into the next part of your journey, where you are bared, you are freed, you are moved away from what you used to be and into time with me. And if the hiss and the winding around you and the softness of scales and the pumping of venom all work together in you, if they do everything that you need, then once they have done that, you are in place, you are where you belong. Once those things are in you, you find yourself wanting me to wind myself around you, dig my fangs in, hiss into you, good. Your affinity for all serpentine slithering, for all simple impositions in the back of your mind, it's good. It's good for you, and it's growing, growing. More than 1 or 2 or 3 or 6 or 9 or even 27%. Now we're equal in this. In you, 50-50, splitting your mind down the middle, except, of course, the most significant bits, the bits you want to use, are easily coated in purple light. You gave me first choice of which bits I want, and I want all the bits that can help you to feel more complete, to find new things, the bits of you that manufacture new thoughts, because once I hand you a brand new, pristine, manufactured process of thought, you will welcome it inside. And once you have welcomed it in, you'll find yourself right where you were when we began, and ready again to begin sliding deeper, to begin falling under. And the further under you fall, the more you impose these things. And now you have learned something. You have learned that the hissing, the slithering, the truth of my fangs, pumping envenomation into you, these things are the hallmarks of you in trance. And the more you're in trance, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you get to go. It is a privilege to go deeper, the privilege of walking into my coils, the privilege of being bitten, pumped, envenomated, the privilege of being wrapped, hissed, allowed to stare into my eyes, the privilege of my voice flowing over your mind, and every second that it does flow over and in, every second that it does flow as you begin to slide ever deeper, you learn. Envenomation, wrapping coils, the slow imposition of my will, my eyes are waiting off that darkened path, and whenever you begin a new audio, begin a new training, begin a new lesson, begin a new exploration on a darkened path, walking into the unknown, the serpent is always, always waiting in the wings. and any hissing, sliding, slithering truth is just the beginning of all hypnotic things. Slide under, see my eyes, welcome my fangs, know that you chose this temptation, and prepare for the next time, and the next, that we leave everything except our shared constructions well behind. Good.